Hello, I'm James Brooks, and in the next few minutes we're going to see what you've got to look forward to on this week's edition of The Breaker. We're now joined by our editor, Christina Adario. Hi, Christina.
Hi, James.
So what do we have to look forward to in this week's edition?
Well, first of all, we've got the Levinson report, which is really in the news this week. And apparently, Levinson report left out of his inquiry into the internet, which is curious. But apparently, Lord Levinson defined the internet as an elephant in the room. And so we got a couple of famous journalists which gave their opinion about what he said and the importance of the internet. So.
Oh, right. That sounds really good. I mean, obviously, the internet plays quite a big role in the media at the moment, so it's quite surprising they left it out.
Definitely.
Sure. What else do you have for us?
Well, we have, talking about ethics in journalism, we got two Indian editors who were arrested with the charge of extortion, and which was a big scandal in India last week. Of course, we got Twitter's reaction to the new coming of the royal baby.
Oh, I saw this. There was an amazing Twitter account called Royal Fetus.
Yes.
And apparently it already has a butler. Even though it's pretty small, it's still in the womb. It still has a butler. It's quite interesting. But yeah, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. What else do we have?
And apparently there's going to be another queen. So, yeah, we've got the review of the Oscar-winning writer for the social media, which wrote this new TV series, which is The Newsroom, and apparently is really good.
Oh, cool, so, yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. I think it's Aaron Sorkin, isn't it?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and he's obviously done a lot of big stuff before. He did Social Network, he did The West Wing.
Few Good Men.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, there's a lot of pressure on that show, definitely.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Well, we have, of course, the contenders for the BBC Sports Personality this week. So we are looking forward to December 16th.
Which So who do you think is going to win? Who have you decided is going to win?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of Annie Murray, but that's personal.
I'm all about Wiggo. Wiggo for the title for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And then we've got 10 travel tips for Italy and the top 5 Italian dishes.
So. It's done by you, by any chance, Christina.
Yes, I have to admit it. It was an Italian edition.
Slight knowledge on the subject.
Yes, of course.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Cool, thank you. We're now joined by our reporter, Tom Dale. This week, Tom wrote about the Media Scores trip to several newsrooms in London. Hi, Tom.
Hi, James.
So how was the trip? What did you see?
Well, we actually went to London to check out a few of the newsrooms. We got off to quite a bad start on the drive up, a breakdown on the M3. As it transpired, it was just a lack of petrol.
That's kind of one of the basic needs, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. The other one would be electricity, which ran out while me and my friend were going to collect more petrol. So we had a bit of a double whammy there, but smooth sailing from there on in.
Oh, right. So what did you think to the newsrooms? Where did you go to?
Well, on the first day, we went to the BBC and then to Sky. I really enjoyed the BBC. Kind of quite liked the ethos they had there. The newsroom was big and open, and they put departments specifically next to each other so they could collaborate on projects, and there was a bit more openness within the institution. And you got the sense that it was a national institution rather than a corporate one like Sky. But Sky, again, it had its own kind of charm to it, you know. It had that Murdoch feel to it, everything. They wanted everything to be big, bold and brash. But at the same time, yeah, it had its merits.
And what did you see the next day?
On the second day, we went to Bloomberg and to MSN. MSN had kind of changed their emphasis, really, in trying to get in a new, different audience. They'd really sacrificed kind of traditional journalism and went for newswires and other news sources such as The Guardian and Times for their hard news, and they were focusing more of their efforts on kind of entertainment stuff like cars and big celebrity stories, music people performing like live on their website and things like that. But it was interesting to see how they were trying to go with a different angle, and it was quite a different place to go and see. It wasn't like a traditional newsroom, so that was quite interesting.
Would you say the kind of presence of Microsoft was quite kind of evident when you were there?
Yeah, definitely it was, yeah. They were really kind of going to try and keep everything in line and try and really mount a big assault against Apple, because they've been kind of like losing a market share against them. And you could really tell they were making a big push this time to actually overtake Apple with all the Windows 8 things, like the tablets, the phones, the PCs and so on.
Great. And then tell us about Bloomberg.
Yeah, so we went to Bloomberg. I kind of left there feeling that I wish I had an interest in financial news, because it seemed like an amazing place to work. Like, everything was so open and so transparent, and you could see that everybody there really enjoyed working there. But as it stands, I have absolutely no interest in finance. So
that is a major hiccup in it, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
So
yeah.
Bloomberg's is kind of famous for all the kind of fish tanks there, isn't it?
Yeah,
did you see all of those?
Yeah, right. They had on every floor, they had more than one fish tank, and they said they had the, I think it was the world's, I know, the biggest collection of exotic fish in Europe or something like that. And you could tell, I mean, it was pretty impressive. And I think, like, that kind of goes to show how they do care for their staff. Like, they're there so you can go and sit down and relax, and if everything's getting a bit too much. And they all had areas where you could go and relax, and art installations across the whole place. It was a really nice place to work, you could tell.
It seems like you could definitely sense the kind of American edge to Bloomberg.
Yeah, you could, yeah. But, I mean, you could kind of interpret that in a negative way, but I felt it was a very positive place to work by the looks of it.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, Tom.
No worries, James.
Thanks for listening to The Breaker Podcast. For more information, head to www.thebreaker.co.uk.